What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them, living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. My gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Why do I tell y'all that? Because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a reward to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and mama got to drop a dime on you. But before I do, what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on, y'all already know. You ready? Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Okay? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, I tell you one more thing, right? I got to give a shout out to my haters. Okay, the naysayers, the disbelievers, all those people that be hating, you know, I got an issue or something like that. You know, something ain't right with them. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? This is what I say. Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too, man. You do, okay? If you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait, man, hold on. Who is this girl named Jay? Whatever. Why she giving a shout out to her haters? Look, let me break it down for you, okay? Let me drop a dime on you, okay? Look, I make a dollar out of 15 cents, okay? Why I gotta give a shout out to my haters is because when you out here shining bright like a diamond, okay? God's word says, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm gonna anoint your head with oil, your cup's gonna run over. I'm gonna put you out there like bam, okay? The table gonna be in front. You know, that means that God, if he's preparing the table, he's in front of you preparing the table. He ain't preparing it behind you. He gonna prepare it out there in the front so everybody can see it. Okay, so it's gonna be everything that you want. Blessing after blessing after blessing. Just imagine it like that. Like, you know, like your favorite foods. Oh my gosh, y'all know I love to eat now. Y'all know I love making love beast kitchen, baby. But just imagine everything that you like to eat. And you know how you get all happy and stuff when you eating and everything. It is all out there. You know, it's everything. Like, everything that you need. Everything that you want. Your heart's desires. He's putting it right out there in the front. You know, row. In front of you. For you. In the presence of your enemies. Right? He's anointing your head with oil. Your cup running over. All this stuff, right? Because they got to watch you eat. It's like bait. You know? You ever see something like, you know, like, okay. Like, okay, let's say kids are, you know, they got like a little cookie stand, you know, lemonade stand or something, or cookies or pies or something, you know, and it's out there and it smell real good. You like, damn, what's that? You know, you go over there, you like, what's going on over here? You know, because you like, they over here selling cookies and cakes and pies or something. You know, if you went to that sweet thing and you go over there and you like, you know, how much is this? You know, it is drawing you in. That's like the table that God prepares in the presence of the enemy. It draws him in. Oh my God, I feel the spirit all over my body right now. Ooh, thank you. God is about to drop a dime on y'all. But look. So you go all over there, right? Because you want to see what's going on, because you nosy. That's how the people are. They like, is that my boy over there, Shannon? Is that my girl over there, Shannon? What's going on? They're going over there because they're trying to see what's going on with those pieces that guys putting out their form. And what happens is, you know, they partake. Like with me and my podcast, they listen. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. So you know what I got to say? Hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Welcome to Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. So look, have y'all been going over to My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby, huh? Oh my gosh. I'm dropping a dime on there too. All type of stuff, man. Listen, y'all had... I've been doing Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. I've been showing you my Beat Break Radio stuff. How we did the... I did the morning show over there. And we was talking about why women, okay, don't like nice guys. Yes, that was an amazing morning show episode. Okay, I've been doing a 411 wire. We just lost DMX. We also lost someone else. And I'll be talking to y'all about that too, Black Rob. Man, in the rap industry, hip-hop community. You know, I put some pieces out there. Okay, I've been putting my food out there. You know, we're going to talk about that on Making Love V's Kitchen, that sweet potato croissant. You know what else I put out there for y'all? Some of my videos about my waist shapers just dropped again. They are back in stock. Just a Touch of J's Fitness people's pieces, my clothes, okay, J's Fit, all type of stuff. And you know 420 just passed for all y'all that's out there, do what it is that you do. The Just a Touch of J cannabis papers, oh, we're gonna talk about all that. But I've been dropping all that on My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby, plus my inspirational posts. Yeah, you know, I've been posting some choirs on there, sing, because y'all know I love God. You know, they've been on there doing this, they do. Just all type of just loveliness is over there. And it's also on Just a Touch of J's page on Facebook, too. I'm thinking about merging my Facebooks. I don't know, y'all. Let me know if I should do that, because I got 5 Facebooks. That's a lot of merging. That's a lot of y'all in my pieces. I don't know, but God's like telling me to do something like this. So I'm going to have to pray on it and figure out how he want me to do it. But look, now, okay, check out, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, and we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes, and talk about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Yes, y'all. Okay, so look, yesterday was, you know, Making Love in V's Kitchen, the Wednesday edition. I dropped something on the Just a Touch of J mobile app, and it was the recipe to my sweet potato croissant. Yes. Now look, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. Get the recipe, right? You got to go on to Just a Touch of J app, or you got to go on blackvibes.com, my blog, and get the recipe. But make the recipe, right? Just the same way I told you how to do it. Add a little cocoa powder. Chaz, go kick it up a notch, baby, to Just a Touch of J. Don't say I ain't give you them pieces. All right, now, have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Yes, I have. I want to tell y'all, I am up to 11 vegetables. Oh my gosh, I'm jumping right now. I'm up to 11 vegetables. For those of y'all know, I went through a little health thing. You know, check out those pieces, because I did everything and told y'all all about it. It's everywhere. But I wasn't able to eat. Okay, just in January, I was only eating like rice. Okay, and we're not talking about a whole bunch of rice. We're talking about like a few spoonfuls of rice. That was it. You know, mama lost a lot of weight and all type of stuff had happened. But now I'm getting back into introducing these foods and stuff. Child, guess what I've been making? So, look, I'm eating bok choy, okay? I'm eating kale. Kale be like messing with me, dude, sometimes. You know, you got to be careful with that flat leaf kale. But I'm eating kale, okay? I'm eating radishes. Oh my gosh, I'm eating endive, which is like that chicory. Okay, that's good. Not trickery, chicory. Okay, for those of y'all, you know, sure, I put it out there piece for you, baby. All right, so look, the chicory, I'm eating sweet potatoes. Guess what I just introduced? Butternut squash. Now, butternut squash is my favorite. So I was a little nervous because I'm like, gosh, please, I want to eat butternut squash. But I went to the doctors. The doctors tested me on it with the magnet. Found out that my body could tolerate it. I introduced it. I felt a little histamine release, you know, because the system got to get used to it. So I'm going to try it again 2 times next week. I didn't want to do too much because it has an oxalate content. And I've been kind of like really doing oxalates and stuff like that. So I need to be like careful with that one. So I can now have that too. Okay, zucchini. Oh my gosh, y'all know I love zucchini. Yes. Okay. Oh my God, Chad is loving my life. He's the baby zucchini child. Yes, just touching that baby. Ain't nothing like some zucchini. I can't wait till I can. I haven't did garlic yet because I can't have garlic right now. But when I can get to the garlic and then I get to saute with the garlic again, oh my God, I'm just getting so turned on right now. Just talking about it, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. I can have zucchini. And we talk about one of the big zucchinis, a whole half of one. Y'all remember when I came and I was all happy when I was telling y'all I did the video how I could eat zucchini? It was only like two little slices I could eat. Now, child, I could eat like a whole half of one. This is just a touch of Jay. Cauliflower is what I had with zucchini today. Yes, I love cauliflower. Y'all know I make your chocolate-covered cauliflower cookies and stuff. Child, I can't wait so I can have chocolate and stuff again because I can't have no sweets, okay? But, like I said, I'm able to eat sweet potato too, all right? So that, I'm going to try celery. Didn't try that yet. What else am I eating? Hold on. Radishes, kale. Hold on. Let me look at my thing. Bok choy. Did I tell y'all that? Kale, sweet potatoes. Oh, fennel. I can have fennel. Some other stuff too, but we just looking at what's in the refrigerator, baby. This is just such a, listen, I'm gonna make a love beast kitchen. Still eat my turkey, still eat my beef, you know, when I eat that. Haven't did fish again, you know, because I had did fish maybe about 2 months ago. And you know, my histamine's kind of been up because of the outside weather. So I gotta be very, very careful the things that I'm eating. But shout out to God, he is so dope. I am eating. Okay, I'm eating, y'all. Are y'all happy? Yes, I'm making a lemon beans kitchen. Okay, like I said, I'm going to like a lemon vegetable, y'all. And I am so hype about that. Now, look, we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And I have to talk about Justin Touch of Jay's fitness. Now look, I told y'all I've been putting out the fitness pieces. All right, my fitness pieces got more new ones coming and everything. Online store is open. It's called This Is Just a Touch of Jay. Make sure you check that out, okay? Because it's thorough and it's definitely wise. I got everything in there, the armbands, the waist shapers, all that stuff that you need. And we're putting extra stuff in there too. Okay, now we got, I forgot how many items I have in there, but just check it out. Like 8 or something like that, but they thorough. Now, let's talk about me. What have I been doing as far as Justin Touch of Jay's fitness is concerned? Yes, mama has been working out. Now look, I don't have my whole routine like I normally go real hard. No, but I'm making sure that I try to do a few things a day. So that's really good. That's progress. I'm building muscle. My daughter came to see me. You know, shout out to your mom. I'm going to be seeing her right today. And they was like, oh my gosh, you know, mommy, I can see it. Like, and I can even see my legs toning and stuff too. She said my butt's starting to get big, y'all, because y'all know my butt was flat like a pancake shot. Lost everything. But she said my butt started to get big again. I said okay, because I've been doing like the squats, the sumo squats, like when you sit down, and I'm doing it with like a 15 pound weight, so that's not that bad, y'all. And I'm lifting it, okay, arm curls, doing raises above my head too, and things like that, doing dips, doing push-ups. Yes baby, this is just a touch of day. I'm getting back to those pieces. I was bodybuilding for 6 months, y'all, so y'all know, I already know the whole routine. And I created the 400 fitness for y'all, and now I'm creating a modified version for the people who are trying to gain weight now. So y'all got the weight loss and the gain weight. Oh my God, this is just a touch of Jay. All right, now look, let's talk about Jay's fit real quick. Jay's fit and his fit, Taylor's fit. Jay's fit's my fit, okay? All my fitness pieces, like the stuff that looks cute, you know, the little exercise clothing, coming out with some new ones with that, okay? Now Taylor's fit, that's gonna be dope. It's Taylor to his fit, okay? Y'all, I told y'all guys that these women gonna be turned out when they be looking at y'all like, what's that? Justin Touch of Jay. What's that? Tell us, what's that going on? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna drop a dime on you. I can't wait. All right, but that's just enough of Justin Touch of Jay's fitness. Now, look, we gotta talk about the Justin Touch of Jay cannabis line. I've been putting that out there in pieces for y'all because you know, y'all did that whole 420 and marijuana is legal a lot of different places, and I am a marijuana grower. Okay, now look, I told y'all I got 4 strains. I know what I'm doing. Okay, listen, hydroponically, everything. Mama know what she's doing. Okay, but for those of y'all who know, because a lot of y'all know, but look, I'm gonna put my papers out there, my marijuana, weed papers, my cannabis line. It's called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. But that is on My name is RONI76 on Instagram. You can also get it from off of thisisjustatouchofj.com. You can also check out Just a Touch of J's Fitness. It's over there. It's everywhere. Okay. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Check it out. All my link trees in my bio. You want to go ahead and check out those pieces because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. All you need is Just a Touch of the J. Okay. Now look. We're going to go on over to, I guess we could talk about the Just a Touch of J mobile app. Just a Touch of J mobile app is popping, okay? I told you I'm doing a lot of different things with it, okay? A lot of different stuff. And just one day at a time. But y'all got my app popping. Y'all got my app popping. Y'all really, really do. Like, y'all really been looking at myself on my app. I be looking at the numbers and stuff like, okay, y'all like that, huh? Y'all definitely like that new song I put out there. And the new song is on the Just a Touch of J podcast. We skating on over to the left because we talking about that. Now, look, y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Why y'all got that podcast popping like popcorn like that? Huh? I don't know what y'all out there doing, but y'all out there, y'all doing something. Y'all like the Just a Touch of J podcast. Y'all just let my numbers just keep going up and going up and going up and going up and going up. And I'm like, y'all like them pieces. Look. I put the song out there. You know Busta Rhymes did that. You know I like it, baby, if you give it to me. You know that whole thing, where I belong, he did a new version of that old song with Mariah Carey. So, you know, as soon as I heard it, God laid on my heart, you know, you got to remake that. I said, oh, okay. So, you know, it's called Underscore Letter J. Yeah, underscore letter J. Now, I explained y'all to what the underscore meant. I prayed about this, you know, hashtag 2015. God gave it to me. You know, I really didn't kind of understand Just a Touch of J. It's Just a Touch of J, but all of God, right? But the underscore, it talks about importance of the occasion, okay? Because things are coming, baby. So since things are coming, you know, I had to put it out there because that's where I belong. Like, you know, Busta Rhymes, a new song, okay? And the underscore letter J is, you know, the occasion is coming. Because it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there, a piece for you. So y'all love that. Y'all love that on the Just a Touch of J app and the podcast. Y'all got that whole thing popping like popcorn, baby. Thank you for listening, okay? I love you. Okay, stay tuned to everything that's going on with the podcast. Because I got 2 days a week that I'm podcasting. Plus the 411 Wire, you know. So check out those pieces. Now, last thing I want to talk to y'all about is... B-Break Radio. Yeah, mama doing her thing on B-Break Radio. Shout out to B-Break Radio, okay? Y'all gonna be hearing more of the 411 Wire, top of the hour. Make sure y'all are checking that out. I'm gonna be doing another segment, okay, too, a smaller version of it, and the Just a Touch of J show. Now, look, I keep telling y'all, and I always tell y'all, then I put it out there in pieces for you, baby, because I want y'all to know that when I tell you something, that it's gonna happen, okay? Now, you might not know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. But at 12 o'clock, it's Just a Touch of J show. We're just doing my remix right now. You know, the retakes, you know, the repeats and all that other type of stuff. You know, putting it out there in pieces for you. If you didn't catch it, you can catch it on there. Okay? The podcast. Anything that I got going on. But 12 o'clock midnight, we about to restart doing this Love Jones thing. Like BT with Donnie Simpsons. Where I'm be giving y'all all the love songs. And we're going to be doing a love doctor series. Yeah, I'll be talking to y'all about love and relationships. And that's what's going to play on the late night, baby. Because this is Just a Touch of J. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. All right, so that's it. That's all the pieces. No more pieces. Now, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh, my gosh. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Oh, my gosh. So, look, let me tell y'all the story. This is how it starts, okay? I'm going to try to stay with it. Just stay with me, okay? So, God has been laying this on my heart. Psalms 23, okay? Psalms 23. I'm talking to my girlfriend. She like, girl, I'm studying Psalms 23. I'm like, dad, going. I turn on TD Jakes. He talking about Psalms 23. It just kept coming to me everywhere I turned around. Boom, 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 boom. Psalms 23. I'm like, what is God trying to tell me about some Psalms 23? Now, look, I got to be transparent with you. One of my peoples got me a Bible, right? But the Bible was in the house where the mold was. Now, I brought the Bible to the hotel because I'm living in a hotel. But I was a little nervous, like, I wiped it off and everything. But I was like, I don't want to be kind of like opening up the Bible and stuff and all that. And plus, this is when I was really going through a lot. I was writing in the Bible a lot of my stuff. Like, I'll write the date, sometimes the time, you know, and the passage that God gave me. And I was highlighting it and all this. And I was going through a lot when I was doing it. So it was kind of like I didn't even want to, like, touch my Bible. And then y'all out there going through that, like, something traumatizing happened and you don't want to kind of, like, relive it. But it was, like, my Bible. So God just kept trying to tell me Psalm 23, Psalm 23. He like, you need to really start reading your Bible. Now, look, I read my word, but I'll do it like on my app, on my phone and stuff like that with my devotions. But like to actually like open it up, I don't know. I just felt like, oh, it was kind of like me reliving that painful situation. But God kept saying, this is the Bible. And I'm like, you're right, this is the Bible. I'm gonna have to open it up. So today I said, you know what, I'm gonna open it up to Psalms 23, because God just keeps on giving me Psalms 23. So I opened it up to Psalms 23. Guess what, y'all? It was highlighted. So back in January the 20th, 2021, God gave me Psalms 23. Okay. And the part that I had highlighted was, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Okay, let me read this again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Okay, for thou art with me, thy rod and staff comfort me. So I said, okay, God, now look, see, this is how I get down. Okay, when I highlight something up in my word, and then all of a sudden God tell me to go back to it. Okay, I forget about it. Time that went by like a year or something like that. And I go back to it and it's boom, it's highlighted. I said, okay, God, what you want me to pay attention to? So I'm looking, I'm like, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, you do. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't feel no evil. And the word shadow popped out at me. Bam! I said, oh my gosh, what's that about? God said, look up shadow. I looked up shadow, right? Let me tell y'all what happened when I looked up shadow, Lord. So look, let me get to my notes, child. I looked at shadow. I said, what the heck is shadow? What's going on with shadow? The shadow popped up, right? So shadow basically is a dark figure that's cast upon the surface of a body, right? When you are like blocking the light. Y'all heard that? A shadow that's on the body when you're blocking the light, baby. Just to touch y'all, I'm getting so excited so I can break this down for y'all. So then God said, you know, look into a little bit more, right? So I said, okay. So then I read something that said, outside people make shadows when they block light from the sun. So you outside, right? And you blocking the light from the sun, so you make the shadow. Shadows are dark. Right? Your body blocks some of the sun's light, causing a shadow to form in front of you. Okay? So sometimes when your body wants to block the light, a shadow forms in front of you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Huh? Like literally, you blocking the light, so you got darkness in front of you. Oh my God, this is just a touch of Jake, baby. Anybody out there going through that? I mean, I've been there, I've done that. Yeah, I done blocked the light, you know, and I got some darkness in front of me. God is saying, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil, for he is with us. Right? So look, anyway, sometimes that's what we do, right? We block the light and then we put the shadow in front of us, right? So look, here we go. Here's the other part, right? Whew. Child, this is something else right here. Okay, so look. Now that's when the shadow's in front of you, right? The shadow takes on the shape of your body. Whew, child. So look, you block it. Okay, and it gets in front of you, blocking the light, so the shadow gets in front of you. Then it takes on the shape of you. The darkness takes on the shape of you. Ooh, child. Ooh, dropping the dime on you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Do you hear me? When you block the light, and then the shadow gets in front of you, and then it takes on your body. Oh, it takes on it, that darkness. You know, that pain, that discouragement, whatever it is, it takes on the shape of your body. Look, oh my gosh, let me get to these pieces. So look, right, when the sun is in front of you though, ooh, the sun, right, the shadow forms behind you. Oh my gosh, it's just a touch of J, baby. I got to put this out in pieces for you. Any of y'all going through that? Like, literally, seriously, you got the sun, God, sun. Jesus, his only begotten son, okay, in front of you. So the shadows be formed, you know, they form behind you. Y'all getting this? Yeah, like me, right? Sometimes I used to, you know, do things, you know, when I was out there doing that trickery, doing what it is, when I do, baby. Okay, doing that trickery and stuff. You know, I was blocking the sun. darkness, shadows was all in front of me because I was out there doing stuff. You know, I had a business on, you know, trying to do it my way. It's just touch it, baby. I'm just trying to put out there in peace for you. But then when I started to get the sun, the light, right? The shadow was behind me because I was doing what it is that I was supposed to do with the light, shining bright like a diamond. See, if anybody's out there and they're going through something and they feel like they just in darkness, you know, I want you to know that God is going to comfort you, right? While you're walking through these shadows, while you're going through this stuff, right? He's going to comfort you. And while he's comforting you, you know, he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies and all that stuff. I tell you all the time that he does that, right? He'll do it for you. When, okay, you do what it is that you got to do when you got that light in the front. You know that trickery, you got that light in the back. God don't belong in the back. He belongs up front. So if you're walking through life and you're struggling, right? Just remember that when the sun's in front of you, you got to focus on what's in front of you, right? Not on what's behind you, because you will take the shape of it. You take the shape of it because you're focusing on the wrong thing. I talked to y'all about that not too long ago. Remember? I told you got to keep going forward, you know, and everything that you got going on. Don't turn around to the back. If you focus on the sun the right way, God, Son, Jesus, you know, putting it out there in pieces for you. He going to prepare the table for you in the presence of your enemy. Yeah, he going to anoint your head with oil, your cup going to run over. I just had to drop a dime on somebody. I know somebody was going through that. Like, literally, you out here and you got this darkness in front of you, the shadow, because you blocking the light. See, sometimes what we do is we think that we're doing it the right way, but we're not. And we wind up blocking things. We put that shadow right up in the front. Boom. Because we blocking the sun. It's us that's doing it. Nobody else is doing it. It's us. We block our own sun. Okay? And then we form this darkness and this shadow and what takes form of us. And we all messed up out here. We all lost. And we trying to figure out we all lost. And we all messed up. It's because we blocked it ourselves. We didn't want it. We didn't want God's goodness. We didn't want God's grace and mercy. We didn't want to do it the right way. We want to do it the wrong way. We want to do the trickery. You know, we want to try to figure it out on our own. And we block the light when we do that. But when we focus on the sun that's in front of us, oh my gosh, God's son, only begotten son, the one that died on the cross for our sins. You know, I'm a Christian. That's what we believe. He put it out there in pieces for us. We focus on that. That's what happens. Okay. It's a part in the Bible, right? Where it's a story about Peter. And, you know, I know a lot of people have heard it. And if you didn't, basically what happens is that God called them out. Jesus, you know, they was on this boat. And the boat was rocking. The boat was crazy. We ain't talking about no cruise ship, y'all. We talking about back in the day, they was on like this little boat. And the storms came. And the winds came and all this stuff. And he was like, you know, Jesus basically told him everything going to be okay. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? They weren't trying to hear all that. But Jesus back there asleep. And they waking him up like, yo, like, you know, like, do you not see what's going on? Like, we really finna die. So he tells the peace be still, you know. And they like, who is this guy that the winds and everything obey him? Like, who is he? Right? Now, there's other parts in the scripture and stuff, too, where they start talking about how Peter was like, you know, he was out there. You know, Jesus was out there and he said, you know, come to me, come walk on the water, right? You know, walk to me. And then Peter, his faith got a little bit iffy. You know, he started to sink. First of all, he had the faith to go ahead and do it. Let's talk about that. That's what we got to have the faith to go ahead and do. To do it the right way so that we don't block the sun that's in front of us like Peter. You know, the sun was in front of him, Jesus. But what happened is that he started to not believe. So he blocked his own thing and he started to sink. I want to let you know that when you do that, when you block your own thing, okay, the shadow, it starts taking form. You mess it all up. The darkness comes in front of you. You can't see. You don't know what's going on. Like him, his face got tested. He got weak because he didn't believe. Any of y'all out there going through that? my God, I've been there, I've done that. Oh my God, especially through this trial in my life right now. Oh my gosh, I was like, you know what? I don't know. You know, this about to take me out. I started blocking stuff. I started blocking how God had always brought me through. You know, I was in foster care. I went through a lot of stuff. My son's father committed suicide. I mean, I had to raise the kids on my own. I mean, we're talking about, I started all these businesses on my own. I had a lot of adversity in life that I had to overcome. And a lot of y'all out there have too. But when this situation happened with my health, this is just a touch of J, baby. My pieces got all messed up. I was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I ain't going to be here like that. Maybe it's my time to hang it up. But then I remembered God's promise. He said, I will be with you, right? Yea, do I walk through the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, right? For thou art with me. I said, okay, God, you're dropping a dime on me with this scripture right now. You know, with Psalms 23. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, seriously. So look, all I want to do is just tell you, just to focus on the light that's in front of you. That's what I had to do. I started focusing on the light. I said, you know what? Nah, man, forget that, man. This is just a touch. Yeah, I'm going out like that. So what? I can't walk. So what? I can't see. You know? So what? Like, I got sharp stabbing headaches, and I got all this stuff going on, and my hair fell, and I can't eat, and I lost 50 pounds, and I'm like, right after I just did all this bodybuilding, I did all these things, and I'm just so amazing. Now, I got to start over again? Huh, let's talk about that, right? I put a post out there on my page. Oh, my name is R-O-N-I on Instagram, baby. R-O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. Let me tell you what the post was today. Okay. This is basically what I had to say. Reset, restart, refocus, readjust as many times as you want. The shadow will always follow you when you are in the light, right? But don't you dare focus on it. Because it's not in front of you. Remember I told y'all about that shadow? When you're focusing on the light, the shadow's behind you. Okay? All you got to do is reset, restart, refocus, readjust. As many times as you want. I had to do that. So if you're walking through the valleys of the shadow of death, right? Know that, you know, God's with you. He gonna come with you. Don't fear no evil. I had to tell myself that. I'm telling you that too. Right? Be careful, though. Don't block the light, right? Doing what it is that you do, because in the darkness, the shadow's going to take form. Then you're going to lose your faith like Peter. You're going to get shaky. You're going to start sinking. And you're going to be messed up. And you don't got no time for that. You got to focus on the sun that's in front of you so the light could be behind you, the shadow. Okay? This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. That's what I had to learn. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Bright like a diamond, okay? And do what it is that I do, baby. And that's what you gotta do too. So that's all this podcast was about. It's about just a little bit of touch of Jay with the whole shadow type of thing. God dropped a dime on me today. He said, you know, you used to block the light. You did that, Jillian Veronica Harris, said a field on the end. You used to block the light. Any of y'all out there doing that? I know you are, because God wanted to put this on my heart for me to tell you this. Sometimes we actually really do block the light. And then we out here walking in the darkness. When the sun is in front of us, all we got to do is continue to shine bright like a diamond, because it's shining right there. God, he loves us. All we got to do is do right. All we got to do is just try to focus on that. Go forward and not behind, man. Our people perish for lack of knowledge. And this is just a touch today, baby. I just want to put that out there in peace for you. That's it. Read Psalms 23 and see what God brings to you with it. You know, it's a lot more with it, but it's short. Read it. You know, it starts off with, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Right there, boom, that's enough. But sometimes, you know, when we focusing on the darkness, the shadow that's in front of us that we've created ourselves, we can't see the light. But when we focus on the light, the shadow is always in the back of us. All right? Check that out. The word was shadow for me. See what God gives you. Read up on it. Dissect it. See what it does for you. Psalms 23. This is just such a dear baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. Had to drop a dime on y'all, okay? And that was a dime right there. So look, how y'all want me to end this, huh? Going forward, that's what you need to do. Keep looking forward. How y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my Barry White, Janet Jackson voice, huh? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So look, what's the thing that I tell y'all when I end this? I tell y'all like three things. First thing I tell y'all is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't telling wise. No, please don't. Okay? You can't do that. And if you're not focusing on the light that's in front of you, okay, that means you blocking it. You're blocking the light. And if you are blocking the light, trust me, you making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And we don't got no time for that, okay? Now, the second thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here is, shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes, shine bright like a timer. Woo, yes, shine bright like a timer. Like Rihanna. Shout out to you, girl, if you listening, because you never know who listening to you. Like I said, just Saturday, baby. You know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? But you got to shine bright like a diamond. Okay? You have to. Okay? All right, now look. Why you got to shine bright like a diamond? Because you got to spread love. Right? Because the world needs love. I tell you all the time, I don't know nothing else but that little part of that song. But look, you got to spread love because the world needs love, right? And plus, it's the Brooklyn way. And it's just touch it, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. You always reap what you sow. Reciprocity. You spread the love, you get the love. Trust me, you do. Okay? If you out here, you doing that trickery, you blocking your own stuff, you ain't going to get no love. Okay? Because you blocking the shine. You blocking the light that's trying to come to you. And you can't do that. All right? So look, quick recap. All I came on here to tell y'all was, you know, about the pieces, of course. I put that out there. But I want you to pay attention. Okay? Even if you read your Bible, if you don't read your Bible, you're a Christian, you're not a Christian. I'm here for everybody, baby. I love all of y'all. Okay? This is just a touch of it. Okay? I'm just putting it out here in peace for you the way that God tell me to. But I want you to understand that sometimes we really do just be blocking our own blessings. That's it. We do that. Because we focus on the wrong things. We don't focus on the right things of light. We want to do this trickery. We want to do it the wrong way. And then we blind ourselves with the darkness, the shadow. Because we block the light from coming through. Sometimes we don't want light. Sometimes we don't want the love. You know, past hurts, past pains. All type of stuff cause all that type of trickery to start happening in life. But what I'm trying to tell you is that when you really, really focus on the light the right way, doing what it is that you got to do, baby, you don't block stuff. You don't block your blessing. It's behind you, the darkness, because you're going forward to the light. Okay? Check out Psalms 23, baby. This is just a touch of J. All right? I just had to put all out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, I'm up out of here, and I love my babies. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all. I'm having so much fun starting to do this podcast, especially because now, like, you know, I'm in my word and everything, but you know the enemy. He don't never want you to do nothing right. So, you know, I'm just like this. Okay, God, you know, I know he got some type of tricks up his sleeve. And that's why I got to come on here and put it out there in peace for y'all. So y'all are aware that the enemy, he's out there roaring like a lion, trying to destroy y'all, trying to trip y'all up and have y'all all messed up out here in this trickery. And I can't have y'all out there lost like that. Okay, so this is just such a day. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. All right. So, look, I'll be back. When I got something else to say. Hey, when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say, right? This is just such a day, baby. Make sure y'all listen to the songs, right? And like I said, tell y'all one more time. I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, J, J. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all hear that?
Come on now.
J, J, J. Underscore letter J. Letter J. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You,
all he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right.
All
you
need is
just
a
touch
of
J. Just
a
touch
of J.
Ladies,
y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. This is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that? It's called the box. Y'all know about the box? Yeah. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate. Put it all out there in pieces for you, baby.